This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The Indians are facing an off-season of changes following their early exit from the playoffs. Cleveland was swept by Houston in the American League Division Series on Monday. It was likely the last game for this group of players. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this team struggled to recapture the magic of that 2016 World Series run.
If you go back, they've lost six playoff games in a row over 2 years.
Yeah.
So that there's a message in there somewhere.
Just not a good enough team.
Yeah. 2016, a lot came together, a lot went right, and they seemed to play very loose and free, almost until they got up 3-1 on the Cubs. You look back at 2016, the team went down fighting. 2018, it looked like a team that wanted to go home early, which sets up next year, and
next year's very uncertain. This is not going to be the same group. This team's going to be much different.
Right, and if you look at it, people say, well, Cody Allen's a free agent, Andrew Miller's a free agent, and Michael Brantley's a free agent. Those are the biggest three, and there's some others. Well, maybe they'll re-sign one of those guys. I was trying to think, and I had a couple other veteran baseball writers with me. We were trying to remember the last time an Indians player of prominence, you know, a guy like Michael Brantley, became a free agent, and at that point, the Indians re-signed him. We couldn't come up with a name.
No, that doesn't happen here.
No, but they either have them signed up before then or at midseason, or that person walks.
Okay.
And the biggest loss will be Michael Brantley.
Yeah.
Rajay Davis will be gone. They're going to have to go get guys.
Does that mean they're going to spend?
No. That's one of the things. When the Indians go out early in the postseason, it puts a real dent in the budget. Not simply because you don't get these playoff games at home as you go deeper, but what do you think it does to, like, all right, you're selling season tickets for the Indians right now. You call me up. Yeah, we have this wonderful pack. We have 14 bobblehead days and $87 dog nights. I don't want to hear it right now.
Yeah.
You know?
The fan base is pretty bummed out.
Yeah, they're going Baker Mayfield. I mean, right. That's what they're talking about.
The Browns, yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of those areas there where, for example, a lot of contracts, Francisco Lindor is going to get a one-year deal for like $11 million. He's going to add like $10 million to the payroll with him there. And some of these other guys will be
back.
He will be back. All right, good news. Here's what's going to be back. Lindor will be back. I would say he's a future Hall of Famer. I really believe that. I don't throw that around easily. Jose Ramirez, who after August 1st could not hit at all. And then you have Yan Gomes is back, the catcher. Edwin Encarnacion is back for one more year. So why could they be any good at all? The starting rotation of Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco, Shane Bieber and Mike Clevenger are all, you know, going to be back. Trevor Bauer.
Okay, so they're locked in.
Usually the hardest thing to find is good starting pitching. So you do have that. You got to build a bullpen, build an outfield, and you don't have a ton of money to spend. But, you know, you go back and look at after 2016, they were trying to recapture the magic and never were able to do it.
They do have one advantage, which is the American League Central is bad.
Is bad. They're all rebuilding in the Central Division.
Okay.
They were the only team with a winning record. So in other words, the Indians could turn around and go, oh, you know, 85-77 and win that division next year. So I'm fascinated to see what they do, but I can't sit here and say, oh, hey, you know, this was an anomaly. No, this was reality. Mm-hmm. The gap between the Indians and these elite teams is huge.
But you don't think this is going to signify a complete nosedive?
No, but it won't. Fans will be screaming, why didn't they get this guy? Why didn't they get that guy? I'm telling you, they're not going to spend. You know, if the payroll comes in even like about what it is now, I'll be surprised. And it's a shame because, Amanda, you know, the whole thing, I say you only have one chance to make a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully, you only have one chance to make a last impression for any season. You know, and the last impression here, sitting at Progressive Field, of the 37,000 over there, there are about 6,000 left. Most of them pretty quiet. Shadows were kind of coming over the ballpark. Guys are sort of walking off. They had that look in their face. I don't know what happened. I just want to go home and not think about it. And unfortunately, that's probably how your fans felt. And it really isn't how you want them to feel going into the offseason.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.